shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they don't dare. Of course, we have our website, philhendryshow.com. That's where you can go and get live video of the show right now. If you're watching the show, then you know this. You're watching Phil TV in HD. And on occasion, of course, on Phil TV in HD, we are showing you clips of this, that, something else, things that might be in the news. During our news and information hour, we do that. But you can just watch us performing the show. You get a backstage pass. You can hear all of our archive material. And by the way, tonight at midnight, we announce the winner. Book of Midnight will be the first day of February, which is Black History Month and Phil History Month. So at midnight, we'll announce the winner of our free BSP. On the line with us here from Beverly Hills, California, is our very good friend Ted Bell, as we talk about the advertising slogan of his restaurant that's gotten a little bit of heat.
Of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Well, thank you very much, Phil. This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I'll tell you something. As long as there is breath in my body, as long as there's breath in my soul, we've got dinner to serve you. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
There it is. We want to put our meat in your mouth. That's what has caused the controversy. That's what's caused some of the people. And I mentioned the names of these individuals, which you sort of poo-pooed, Ted.
Well, they're religious leaders in the Southern California area, and I don't think that there's any secret to the fact that these people can, at the drop of a hat, marshal the forces of God knows how many phone callers.
Well, we haven't been exactly, you know, I know how that game is played, so I don't get swayed by phone calls, believe me.
But when you get a letter from a religious leader, then, Phil, and I respect you, but I think you tend to get a little shy. I think you tend to get a little schoolmarmish.
I get schoolmarmish when?
When you get a letter from anybody that has a theologian, you know, attached to his name, and I think that what I said to the gentleman who called last hour, when that man was, and by the way, I want to say something right now. I'm sick to my stomach of NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and I want to make a comment about that at some point. Is that okay?
Yeah. Why?
Because I see there's sex and
what?
Never mind. I'm disgusted by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration allowing sex, and I mean, you know what I'm talking about, to take place inside the cabins of these weightless aircraft. You know what I'm saying?
No, I do not know what you're saying.
All right, well, I guess that makes me sound like I'm insane, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Let's get back to...
Well, all right, Phil, can I explain?
No, I want to get back to this. We'll talk about the rest of it.
All right, well, what I'm saying is, we want to put our meat in your mouth is a slogan that we have had for many, many years, and because I've gotten pressure from people to take that slogan off of our billboard or to take that slogan off of our advertising, I will not do it, and I don't want to appear as if I'm not working with the public on this. But, you know, when a man's driving down the road, and that guy that I talked to there from San Antonio, really, and he screamed, you could tell he had mental issues. And
well, he was saying that he didn't want to have to talk about it in front of his daughters, but he'd have to because his wife would probably spill the beans. His whole thing, you know...
Well, his thing was that he had three, quote, women in the car. Well, he's got one woman and a 4- and a 5-year-old. And he said that he couldn't, that he'd be ganged up on. I understand how it is, but I dare say I think I'd have a hard time with a 4- and a 5-year-old.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to a phone call. On the line we have Lori. Hi, Lori. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Hello, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Sorry about that.
This is Ted Bell.
I would like to say, first off, I would never censor you because we live in the United States, and I do believe that it's our great right to never have to be censored. But I do agree with a lot of people in thinking that it is inappropriate in the fact that you know what many people think, even though it's mostly dirty-minded people, but it's not even that.
Yes.
This world has brought us to this point where a lot of people immediately think that. And I think individuals that knowingly put that stuff out there, knowing the controversy that it's going to create, and knowingly continue to advertise that way, I just don't think it's a correct thing, and it's going to eventually bring this world to a very bad place. One step at a time.
Ma'am, this is Ted Bell. Are you saying that because I've got an advertising slogan that I paid top dollar for and that has been effective in driving business to my restaurant, you're saying that I still need to get rid of it because some people have a sewer for a mind?
I'm not saying that you need to get rid of it. I'm saying that it's sad that the world has come to this point where we're continuing to allow, not to allow, but that people just put that out there in the world for everyone to see. I'm sure you probably have a sexy woman on there, and then there's meat. A lot of people are
going to
They're going to instantly think that. I mean, whether it's right or wrong, of course it's going to bring business to you because sex sells.
Right.
But,
can I tell you something? Because this is very interesting advertising. When I was a kid, and you sound like a very young lady. You may not know this, the name of this group. But when I was a kid, I was a very big fan of a group called Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Sabbath had a member of their band, and his name was Geezer Butler. All right? Now, they were British, and so... But when I was a kid, the term geezer meant a guy that used heroin. And when I heard his name was Geezer Butler, I developed a heroin habit because I wanted to be like Black Sabbath.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. And my father, Phil, my dear father, is the one that got me off of that and got me on this. My father was an alcoholic. So I learned that a weak mind, a mind that you and I, Lori, we would never want to be around a mind like that. A weak, sniveling mind will take anything.
If we want to protect other people, if we care about other people, we want to protect those weak minds. I mean, I know this
Let me bring on this gentleman, Ron, who I think you got him on hold, Phil.
I didn't know we were going to put him back on the air.
I want to put him back. But, Ron, are you there? I'm right here, yeah. All right, would you explain to this lady? Ma'am, my name is Ron Beautreve, and I am a father. I live in San Antonio, Texas. I saw this billboard that said, "We want to put our meat in your mouth." I had my 4 and my 5-year-old daughters with me. I had my wife with me. I immediately pulled the car over because I was a little bit in shock and told my wife, "Did you see that?" And my wife and I began discussing it. And the next thing you know, I've got a 4-year-old in me standing up on the back seat in my ear saying, "Discuss, what are you talking about, Daddy?" And wouldn't shut up. And before I knew it, I had 3 women. All of them wanted to know about a meat and putting it in your mouth and everything. This is what I'm trying to say to Mr.
As a father, you have to be the adult, and you have to stand up and be the man of your family and protect them from things like that. All you need to say is that it's inappropriate. Many people will take it as inappropriate. It's not necessarily inappropriate, but we need to guard our minds from things like that. For those that put that out there, for everyone.
Well, I was trying to do that. I was trying to do that, Lori.
How are you trying to do that, sir?
Well, I was doing hand signs to my wife. I didn't want the kids to see. So, for instance, when I saw the sign that says "We want to put our meat in your mouth," I opened my mouth and I'm going pointing to it. My daughters immediately.
At that point, you should have said, "This is not a discussion for now. If we want to discuss this, we can discuss this at home." Because I know that's what my husband would have done. He would have not brought that up in front of children.
I did not bring it up. I didn't bring it up in front of... Yes, ma'am. I didn't bring it up in front of children because I was using hand signals. And so I was saying to my wife, I don't know how to do it on the radio, but I was...
In the car with young children is inappropriate.
Yes.
Completely.
If you're pointing to your mouth, sir, and going,
This is, now I agree with Mr. Bell. Now I agree with Mr. Bell when he says people have nothing but septic tanks inside their skull.
I agree.
Well, wait a second. Lori, you say you agree, but this guy has got a four to five year old, and he's going pointing to his mouth, and doing all of this inappropriate stuff.
Yes, exactly, Phil. Listening to this guy, he is not necessarily the famous person in the world.
Okay, I see. So in other words, I'm the father. I've got the daughters. I've got the wife. But all of you people are going to judge me like I'm a monkey in a locked ward. Okay, thank you.
I do apologize, sir. We did not. I personally did not mean to judge you, but I do think it's inappropriate to talk to about that. You may to your adult wife.
I agree. I agree with Lori.
Not to your adult children.
Yeah. I agree with Lori.
Well, Lori, and I agree with you, Lori, as well. But I'm saying it's got nothing to do with that. It has to do with steak, and it doesn't have. Not when I have to go and point to my mouth, and put my
Oh, sir, you're disgusting. Hang on. Lori, thank you very much for your call, too. I appreciate it very, very much. 877-876-PHIL, here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yes, sir, we're going to a break.
You're saying that I'm disgusting because I went, my wife wanted to know, and I said, you know how you talk? And I went, I was doing that.
He's a moron. Not only is he a moron, but I can see why maybe the kids are smarter than him. Probably the little girls who are 4 and 5 go, okay, Dad, we'll take it from here. What's the problem? Because you're a blithering idiot, and we know you're going to butcher it. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. World-famous Phil Henry Show here, talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on why his slogan, "We want to put our meat in your mouth," is meeting so much resistance and so much protest from many of our listeners and other advertisers. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, I feel that the First Amendment of the United States of America is very important. And if I want to put an advertising slogan on my restaurant that I think is going to bring you into the restaurant, then we all feel we have those rights.
Ted Bell with us here. Thank you, Ted. And we have people calling and, you know, people are agreeing. People are disagreeing with the advertising slogan.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, Phil, I appreciate people's opinion. I really do. But I don't. You know, it doesn't really have much effect because I have a right, I have a constitutional right to put onto my business a slogan, an advertising gimmick of some kind that I feel is going to draw business. It's my business.
Right, but you don't want to do anything overtly sick.
No, of course I wouldn't want to.
All right, your billboard says we want to put our meat in your mouth. You have a picture of a girl in a bathing suit.
She's a model.
And it says Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Right.
Now, couldn't somebody confuse that for some strip joint or...
I beg your pardon?
Well, what I meant by that is...
Whoa. I beg your pardon. See, understand what you're saying, Phil. You're calling my restaurant a steakhouse that is patronized by some very serious industry people as well as families from across the city, and you're telling me that my billboard looks like I'm inviting people to Cheetahs or to Olympic Gardens or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, is there a steak?
Boy, I don't know what to say to you.
Is there? I'm just asking. How do people know it's a steakhouse?
Because it says Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. That's what it says.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. That was my only question, and I apologize. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here. We got Stacy on the line. Stacy, go ahead. You're on with Ted Bell.
Hey, Ted.
I'm sorry to raise my voice.
Yeah, that's no problem. I just can't believe you really. I don't know. I don't think you should let people get to you like this. It is your business. They're going to have lovers. You're going to have haters. And this has been going on forever. Society's allowed us to think this way, and there's nothing wrong with it. I was driving down the road. I couldn't believe what I heard when I heard your jingle. But at the same time, you know what? I was also thinking about other things at the same time. So Victoria's Secret can't have half-naked mannequins because that's going to sell sex, and we're going to have to explain that to the children who are 45 riding out in that car. Do I need to explain to my children why I'm going into that store and why I'm buying what that model's wearing? I don't think so.
Exactly. And look, I looked up some advertising slogans that could be interpreted in a less than family way. You may remember there was a time when M&M's had do you know M&M's, the candy? You know the candy?
Yeah.
They used to say melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Now I can take that and turn that into something that is so depraved and base that, you know, the devil himself would swing the gates of hell open for the manufacturers of M&M's. Well, you can laugh if you want, but see, I'm the guy that's being persecuted.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Yeah, and here's another one. Just another one. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Remember Colonel Sanders, the chicken place? They used to have a slogan called Finger Licking Good. Now, you could turn that into, well, I would, even now, I'd be afraid to just walk up to somebody and say Finger Licking Good because I'd probably take a knee to the genitals.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Perception and interpretation are powerful tools. And it
exactly.
It exists on a daily basis in unfair bias, and especially during political times. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I totally get what you were implying. If you want
so
to
you agree with,
case,
yeah.
Totally get
yeah.
the taste of the rainbow. It implies, the rainbow's always been a sign of gay patriotism, all that.
Of gay, yeah, there you go, gay patriotism.
So I'll say it. I'll say it on the radio. And you know what? He's right, but he's feeding. I do think, unfortunately, he gets to feed into it a little. But I'm also, I'm sorry.
How am I feeding into it? I mean, I'm trying to defend my business, you know.
Exactly.
And when the guy said, taste the rainbow, and I'm like, do we have to expose our kids to every gay issue?
That's a Skittles advertising slogan. You don't know that?
Okay, and mine is a steakhouse, but you want to turn it into a slogan for a bordello.
Yes, but turning it into something it's not.
Exactly.
All right, let me get Ron back on the line. We have this father from San Antonio on the line. Ron, are you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
Okay, Ron, you heard the discussion, and we have on the line here Stacy. What do you say?
Well, I can tell you right now that I'm listening to you people, but I'm not believing it. I've got a 4 and a 5-year-old daughter, and no matter how hard I tried to cover up the meaning of we want to put our meat in your mouth, my daughters were immediately standing on the back seat looking at me like I was stupid.
I don't want to
you're
stupid at all, but the conversation, like the last lady said, I've got a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old boy, and there is something that society used to respect and allow, and that was less is more. In a conversation where it's appropriate and or where it's not, you were secretly trying to get your wife to understand what you were seeing and
yes.
adjust.
Well, of course.
And see that,
yes,
and
ma'am.
See that you didn't agree and that you had a disgusted opinion of it.
Yes, ma'am.
I totally get that. I totally can respect
right.
your side of that, but at the same time, you know, you can stop that conversation. You're the adult and you're in control. I've stopped
well,
many conversations like that could have happened with me and my best friend as we see something that's sexual innuendos or something that's not.
I want to ask Ron, what did you do, Ron? Let me ask Ron, what did you do, Ron, that was trying to hide it?
Well, the first thing that I did, Mr. Henry, is I pulled the car over because I was shaken. I couldn't believe I saw a sign that says we want to. Is the lady there?
I am, sorry.
Okay. What were you doing?
I was coughing and clearing my throat. I'm on my headset.
Well,
sorry.
It sounded like were you laughing at me?
No, I'm serious. I'm not.
You were laughing at me.
I will if you want me to, but I wasn't. I was clearing
yeah,
my throat.
Take it easy, Ron, okay? Can we?
All right, well, I pulled the car over because I was shaken, and I said to my wife, I made a signal like I didn't want to talk about it, but I pointed to my mouth, I opened my mouth, and I don't know how to describe this, that you'll allow it on the radio, but I made a circular fingers and just went,
to say that on the radio. And that
oh, my God, no, I didn't. Oh, my God, no, I did. No, I did not, ma'am. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, my God.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
Tats of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse, come on down.
This is Ted from Tats of Beverly Hills, and we have Ron. Ron's with us, who does not agree with me using the slogan, "We want to put our meat in your mouth," but we've been using it for a long time now.
We
want to
put our meat in your mouth.
There you go. I don't know, I can tell you right now, I don't think that it's right, and I've mentioned that to a couple of the people that I had called the station about.
You were in Los Angeles.
I was in Southern California with my wife and my daughters. We're visiting the grandparents, my wife's parents, and that's when we saw Mr. Bell's billboard. But where were you? We were on the 405 freeway. All right, well, you saw the one on the west side. That's right. And at that time when I saw that, I was a little stunned because I've never seen "We want to put our meat in your mouth" on a billboard. And I said to my wife, "Can you believe?" And I realized the kids were in the back seat, so I began to use the hand gestures. And you put your finger and your thumb together as in a circle. That's correct. And I moved it back and forth.
Well, you know what? I don't expect that little children are going to understand what that means, but I don't know why you even needed to bring it up. That's my point.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Phil. When you have a stinking, backed up toilet for a mind, and excuse me, sir, I don't have a stinking, backed up toilet for a mind. I'm a father of two children. I'm a father of a little boy. Well, I've got two daughters, and I think it's a lot different when you've got little daughters who look up at a billboard and they see what you've got up there.
Well, it's a lady in a bathing suit.
Yeah, with the slogan, "We want to put our meat in your mouth." Again, I got to ask you the question, sir. Do your daughters read? Are they able to read? No, they're 4 and 5 years old.
Then how did they know what it said?
They didn't know what it said until I had to pull over to just get my bearings after seeing something like that. And that's when I said to my wife, "Did you see that?" And she said, "No, I didn't." And I saw my daughters were looking at me, and I went, and I did the thing with my mouth. I just pointed my mouth going, "Ah." And you gentlemen can laugh if you want. No, I'm not laughing, sir. I am trying to understand what you did. In order for her to understand what I was talking about, I made a noise that she would understand.
What noise?
I don't, sir, want to tell you that. It's none of your business. Well, I think he's talking about a gag replay. Excuse me, that's none of your business, sir.
Come on, Ted. You know what, man? Why make it filthy when you say that it is filthy, or it isn't? Why make it that way?
What? It's not filthy.
Then why make it like that? 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let me get over to a phone call here as we are talking to you. And to, God dang. Trying to, you know, oh, never mind. Anyway, let's get over to a phone caller we have here. Paul, go ahead, Paul. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I think the problem is that he used a young, sexy-looking model. Because Dave Thomas made millions with a 70-year-old lady with knee-high stockings on and her bridge hat thing. Where's the beef? So, if the lawmakers in that area attack you, just change it from "We want to put our meat in your mouth" to "We want to put our beef in your mouth" and see what they say. Do you guys know who...
Well, there's a big difference, sir, though. I understand your point, and I appreciate that. But there is a big difference between an old lady and a sexy model.
Well,
and, we're not sitting here saying that... I really don't know what you're getting at. Well, I can tell you what he's getting at. He wants to have it be about... It's still going in the mouth. Of course it is.
It's still going in the mouth. And Dave Thomas made millions by getting you to put beef in your mouth. And what's the difference?
Dave Thomas didn't say put beef in your mouth. That's my slogan. Dave Thomas said, where's the beef?
Exactly. And what he's saying is in your mouth. What's the difference? The 70-year-old lady saying, where's the beef? Where's the beef?
I agree.
You can turn him into anything you want to turn him into. He's simply saying, where's the meat? It's at my restaurant.
Right.
That's
right.
All he's saying.
And so Paul is agreeing with you, Ted, but Ron, Paul disagrees with you.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to go back to saying what I had said before, that I've got two girls in the car who...
You're not prepared to raise girls. You're not prepared to be a father. Because
I beg your pardon.
What you did, because actually what you did, someone could turn around and call Child Protective Services on you.
Are you out of your mind?
Oh, yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
You said that you took a 4- and 5-year-old, opened your mouth, and did some gesture as if you were performing oral sex. And
no, sir, I did not. No, I did not. No, I did it to my wife. No, sir, I was talking to my wife. The girls were overhearing it.
Oh, but hold up. You don't think a 4- and 5-year-old are watching their dad and mother in a such engaged conversation? Listen. If a 70-year-old lady in knee-high stockings and her bridge hat can say, where's the beef, why can't he have a sexy young model say, I want to put my beef in your, put my meat in your mouth? There's no difference. There's a baker, commercial baker named Mrs. Smith. You all guys know Mrs. Smith, right? She's in every frozen food section in America. Now,
you're talking about Sarah Lee or something like that?
Okay, Sarah Lee. If I go to Sarah Lee and say, Mrs. Lee, can I have some of your pie? You think she's gonna drop her drawers? Come on, guys.
Well, I appreciate what the gentleman's saying. This is Ted, Paul. What he's saying? No, hold on. I want to say something here, Paul. If you're telling me that an old lady wanting, you know, the beef, and a sexy young model wanting the meat. Boy, okay, knock yourself out.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
This guy thinks an old lady going for the beef is going to gun his engine. I'm talking about something serious.
Wait a second. What the gentleman was saying, there is a sexual innuendo no matter what.
Well, let me ask this guy here, Paul. Are you saying when the old lady, that Clara Peller, whoever that old lady was, and by the way, Dave Thomas, everybody loves to kiss his rear end. You know what? On my worst day, I do more business than that guy. But anyway...
Okay, let's not knock a guy that's not here, okay?
Oh, well,
listen,
I didn't want to do that. Let me just say something. Let me just say. The
what,
old
what
lady with the...
What if he took his commercial and put an old lady in it and said, we want to put our beef in your mouth. Would that be acceptable to you?
I don't know about you, Paul, but I've got a mother. I've got a grandmother. Oh, my God. And now you want my 4-year-old girl to look at a grandmother taking... Ted's beef.
Okay, now that you brought your mother and listen.
Oh, my God, I got to tell you. You know, this is the most asinine conversation.
All right, Mr. Henry, I've got a 4- and a 5-year-old.
Yeah, you've told me you've got a 4- and a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
and instead of just ignoring it, Paul, I appreciate your call. I got to move on. Instead of just waiting till you got home, you know.
I'm not going to wait till I got home when I see something so glaringly wrong with the world. And that's Mr. Ted Bell with, I want to put my meat in your mouth. Sir, that is about a steak. I've been telling everyone that's about a steak. You can tell everyone it's about a steak when you got a billboard with a woman and she's dressed like she's dressed for the champagne room. Oh, get out of here. That's exactly what she's dressed for, the champagne room. And I've got a 4-year-old daughter who is leaning in and in my ear saying, what are you talking about? What are the two of you? Come on, tell what, like that. What do you want me to do, backhand her? Hey, let me tell you what. If I had a four-year-old daughter who was butting into my adult conversation, I wouldn't backhand her, but I would, let me put it to you this way. I'd get out a handy wipe and start wiping off the back of one hand just, you know, so she'd get the message. Whatever. You know, sir, you could say whatever. You think you're the father of the year with your two little girls. I've got a 13-year-old son that I've had to explain some things to. And let me tell you, even though it's a model in a bathing suit, and even though, yes, with a 13-year-old boy, it's probably something that you might clap him on the back and say, someday, son, all of that is yours. Okay, go ahead, laugh. Still, you want him to treat that woman with respect, even after he's, well, I guess I'm getting in a little deep, but I was going to say even after he shows her a billfold, but I
come on.
You guys think that this is disrespecting a woman is funny. I have two daughters. Yeah, we get it already about your daughters. God, you and your daughters, pal. You think there's something wrong with me having daughters? Frankly, yes. Say that again. Frankly, yes. Why? Well, to be honest with you, I don't know whether you are competent to have daughters. You heard what the one lady said. Well, I will say this. I wouldn't disrespect you and say you're not competent to have a son, but you're probably not competent enough to have a wife that you don't even know what to do with her. Well, now you've gotten on the fighting side of me. Yeah? That's right.
Okay, gentlemen, enough. 877-876-PHIL. Now you've got on the fighting side of me. Where are we going here, man? Let's go to Dan. Hey, Dan, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell and Ron. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Phil. Ted,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Going to Miami in 3 weeks. I hope to visit your restaurant, and I want to put your meat in my mouth. Send your ad agency an extra 10%, will you? They did an excellent job. Ron, I'm glad Paul said it before I did. If I saw you pulled over on the side of the road, making those gestures, doing that in front of those kids, I would have called the police.
Why? What are you going to do? What are you going to tell the police? That the man was doing hand gestures?
Absolutely.
And when the cops laugh and hang up on you.
You pointed something out. Those children had no idea what was going on. You brought it to their attention.
And when the cops laugh and hang up on you, what are you going to do there?
If a teacher had done that, you would have saw that teacher charged. You should not be doing that. You should not have.
No, maybe in your burg. Maybe up in your burg, but I'm a father, and I've got two daughters. And when this guy puts a billboard up, see, you are defending a guy that wants to plunge the toilet of his mind and scoop it up and throw it up on a billboard. That's what you want to do. And I'm saying he doesn't get to do that. No, sir, not on my watch. So when I see that billboard, and I
First
pull
Amendment,
over and I tell...
tough one.
Oh, yeah, First Amendment. In other words, let's have a strip joint 2 feet from a school. That's First Amendment, too, right?
That doesn't pertain to, Ron.
Well, I think you need to know your law, sir. You want to put a Playboy magazine right there, a Playboy magazine rack right next to a little kid?
All right, let's not talk about that, because we're not talking about that, Ron. We're talking about a man that's got a steakhouse. And by the way, you know, you can travel any freeway in Southern California or anywhere, I don't know where Dan's from, any major metropolitan area, and you will see billboards for gentlemen's clubs.
You bet.
For strip clubs.
Absolutely.
They're not tasteless. They're tasteful. They have a phone number, and they've got beautiful women, but there's nothing that I would say that is obscene.
Well, do they say we want to go ahead and put our meat in your mouth?
It's a steakhouse, man. A steakhouse.
Thank you. But, Ron, what you want to do is, I respect you for being a father, but you want to make a simple situation worse. So you pulled over, and instead of just saying, hey, I'll talk about it, honey, when we get home, good thing the kids didn't see it, you pull over, and you're going, I didn't say, But what did you do? I said to my wife, I said, the billboard that we just saw over there, and then I went, I made a gagging sound. Okay, you guys can laugh about that. And
you made a gagging sound?
Yes.
Boy, I'll tell you, man, this guy, Dan, is right.
I think so.
Why would you have
He's right
that
about what?
A 4- and 5-year-old girl.
A cop sees...
Because I wanted my wife to understand. Are you guys listening to me, or is this
you
just your way of...
your wife as well? You have to explain this to your wife. Your wife is not adult enough that she figured it out on her own or had.
She didn't
have the same impression of the billboard that you did then.
She
right?
didn't see it, sir. She didn't see it.
Then why did you even point it out? Why did you bring it
yeah.
up? It seems like
I knew the kids
like should have been left alone.
Do you live with, do you have daughters? If you live with three women, as I do, you know that sooner or later they're going to be, they won't leave you alone until you lock yourself in a closet. Hey, Daddy,
so
what was the
why
billboard?
Would
hey,
you
Daddy?
Bring up the billboard? Couldn't you have brought up another subject?
I knew sooner or later they wouldn't leave me alone. Because I knew
then,
sooner or later they wouldn't leave me alone about it.
Bringing up the billboard and showing, animating, miming oral sex
right.
was what? The right type of entertainment?
Why even bring it up? Why not wait? If you say the kids are going to bring it up, why not wait until they bring it up?
Oh, yeah, sure. Right when I'm in the middle of watching... Oh, forget it.
Oh, right in the middle of your TV viewing, your daughters are going to come in and say,
really?
Hey, Daddy, can we talk to you?
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Don't let them bother
you. All right.
You know what? All three of you guys, you, Mr. Henry, this man, Dan, and you, Mr. Bell, you know something? I'm very, very happy that I'm going to be here enjoying a cup of lemonade when the three of you are probably meeting the devil at the gates of hell and getting your seating assignments.
That was
I'll
beautiful.
Be in good company. I will be in very
All right, man. Thanks for your call, Dan. 877. Oh, boy, we cut off Ted there. 877. I'll be having a cup of lemonade, and the three of you will be getting your seating assignments in hell. 877-876-PHIL, world famous. Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
You're
the
so
Phil Henry Show.
You really are.
Oh, relax, will you?
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Everything that they were doing.
All right, hold on, Ron. Hold on. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're on with a gentleman by the... Ron, I don't even know your last name.
My last name, Phil, is Ron Burlingame, but we live in San Antonio. We were in California. I remember asking the man what his confusion was. He said, well, you know, how do you know there's no Ted of Beverly Hills in San Antonio? I wouldn't have one in San Antonio, sir. If you're an example of the citizenry there, well, thank you very much for that insult. And you have taken my advertising for an honest business, and you've turned it into something profane and foul. You've turned it into, I think what you, didn't you say that I need to take a toilet plunger to my head? I said you needed to take a toilet plunger, yes, figuratively speaking, yes. You need to take a toilet plunger to your head to suck some of the toilet mess out of it and slap it on a billboard. Yeah. Tony, you think, are you paying me a compliment? No, I'm not at all. Then why would I want you or any of your kind to come into my restaurant? Believe me when I tell you, mister, I wouldn't come into your restaurant, okay? That's the whole point I'm trying to make here. And
well, all right, look, you guys are going round and round here, but the fact is you are upset with the advertising. You would not go into that restaurant, but I think what you've done here, Ron, is you've taken it a step further here. You are talking about how you communicated it to your daughter. You're talking about how you communicated it to your wife.
That's right. I communicated it the best way that I knew how. What I said was to Cassie and to Eleanor, I said, I didn't say anything to them, but I knew they were in a back seat. I looked at their mother, all right, and I said to my wife, look, we just passed a billboard. And
what is your wife's name?
I'd rather not say what my wife's name is, if you don't mind.
Well, you've given us your daughter's names.
No. Well, you just broke the anonymity of your daughter. What's your wife's name? And why would you... Oh, boy. You're really anxious to know that, huh? You want to get her up on a billboard?
Oh, come on. Grow up.
No, I just want to know what her name is. Her name's Cindy. Okay. God. Well, I mean, you're old wanting to know everyone's name. I don't want to get, sir, I'm a family man, and I'm a businessman, and I would never want to disrespect any man's family. You, on the other hand, with all due respect, you sound like a blithering idiot. Okay, thank you. I'm not offending you or anything, am I? With every word out of your mouth.
All right, hold on. So, you were making a point here, Ron, about what?
About when I said to Mr. Bell, I said, if you're going to... take a toilet plunger to your head in a figurative way. That's what you'd have to do. That's what I'd have to do what? To get a slogan out of your skull, like we want to put it in the mouth. We want to put it in the mouth. The meat is what I'm saying. All right. And you would have to take a toilet plunger to your skull to get the material needed.
All right, we understand that Mr. Bell has a sewer system up there between his ears.
No, I didn't say sewers. I said a toilet. Big difference. All right, there's a big difference. And I think the point is made that I have garbage between my ears. More than garbage. So now, when I see a billboard that says we want to put our meat in your mouth, and I know that's from the Ted's of Beverly Hills restaurant, I'm going to go the other way. Good. I hope you do. And you don't care. No, I do not care, sir. I don't want you in my restaurant. And I'll tell you one other thing, too. Now, just hearing your comments, I wouldn't want you, I wouldn't want your kids in my restaurant. I don't want your entire family, because I don't know what you've done to the minds of those children who now think that, you know, and you're in a gag reflex. I had to let my wife know what was on the billboard, so I went like that. And she knows what that means. She better.
Phil.
She does it every night.
Why, you dirty...